sheriff said, I guess I'd rather come in. Probably be able to talk to
him. A couple quick things. I've been meeting with Bob and John this morning. And
did you go over to the building case?
No, I was meeting with him.
Well, right. So had a nice reception.
Good.
Worked on natural fences.
Yeah. Well, a couple of very quick things. As you have been told, I think, by John, I've been involved in some of your meetings and so forth with Dick Moore, Len Garment, and Chappie Rose. Len Garment, as Bob mentioned to you,
wants to see.
Wants to see.
I'm going to wait and let us see Rogers, if that's all right with you.
Well, I'd like to offer a point to you. Basically, I can get into some of Len's thinking with you if you like. I want, if you prefer not to. But I think it would, my judgment, which I would like to suggest, is that it might be good to see Lynn before Rogers, because Lynn may raise some points that I think would be good to check with Ahmad.
Well, I'd like Lynn to write a little memorandum on it.
Well, what I've told Lynn is that... Well, I told Lynn, I said, what you should do, man, is...
I got to see it on a piece of paper, so I can think about it.
Well, what I've told him is to take the time now before he sees you to lock himself in his office, to sit down and block out on yellow paper or, you know, his views so that he can present you a solution. That's what he's doing right now.
Good.
I said, the president does not need any more facts.
I got more heat.
I said, that's what I told him. I said, the president does not need any agonizing about the fact that we have a problem. All that he needs... All that he needs is your thinking, because you've been asked to steep yourself in it, as you keep saying, and you have done that, and you have a recommendation to put to the president.
Right.
Do it, but do the recommendation and don't spend the time agonizing. So he's in that frame of mind. Therefore, I think, he's asked for 5 minutes, and say you give him 8 minutes or something. It would be good to get his view before Rogers, because I think Rogers would be a good person to
try
him out on.
Good.
So that's the Garment thought. Now I can take your time with some additional thoughts now, or wait, whatever you prefer. Following the discussion with John.
Tell him before. I think we should talk to him about this.
We've been very frank in our meeting this morning.
Oh, then he's going to be, then he could be.
Well, he said he'd prefer me to talk to you alone.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Several things that should be provided to you so that you have in your mind, just from a general standpoint and perspective. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Rosenfeld, who is the Metropolitan Editor for the Post, who has been the man in charge of story, because Woodward and Bergstein fall under the Metropolitan side, which is unusual. Mentioned to Ray Price, who used to work for Rosenfeld at the New York Tribune, that he has been agonizing over this matter, that they have a lot more information than has been printed, that Rosenfeld feels that the story will be told in its entirety, that they are tying together some loose ends now, but he insists that anything printed is tied down, is what he said. And that his concern is that it will, when the story unfolds and breaks by the Post, that it will hurt the presidency, the current president, and the office of the presidency. Ray, recognizing his view on this type of thing, although he did not do anything but report this, points out that Rosenfeld is one of the few people in a high position on the Post who isn't a conscientious professional, and indeed volunteered to Price, and I believe him, that he supported you for public office consistently, including the recent election, and makes that point to Price by saying that this is a story that will be told and must be told. Now, combine that with the discussion that speechwriter Durbin had with Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, also at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, on the basis that Durbin and Woodward were former college chums. Woodward made the point separately that the Post has far more information than they have reported, that they are tying up ends now, and that anything less than full disclosure at this time would pose a problem. Now, that is consistent with what I sense from Woodward's inquiries to...
They got a few more things, but they don't know what we know now.
I don't believe so, but I think they're running down that line. They're running down the line, I think we can assume, specifically on the post-trial information, because they've already had a story on that.
Yeah.
Now...
That's a big story.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Now, Woodward also... Durbin said had some, you know, hang-ups, and to the degree that Durbin feels Woodward is into something that is bigger than he can handle. But in any event, both men made the point that they have additional information, broader in scope than anything that has appeared. And Woodward went so far as to say to Durbin that he would like to sit down with him and go over this with him, just to, which Durbin did not do. My view is that the activity of the Post over the last 5 or 6 days suggests that they are hovering on the outer fringes here, waiting to assess what move the White House will take, and then drawing the conclusion as to whether or not to discredit that move. So I think we have to keep that in mind. Now, second, that is to put in perspective at least the press side of it. The grand jury is you know of. Now, in terms of the posture of the president, and this is something that was talked about by Chappie Rose, who's a very sharp guy, Moore and Garnett, and myself. It seems that the minimum that should be done from the standpoint of the posture of the president, you have been informed of certain information by the Attorney General. You have become aware on your own initiative over the past period, sir. However, however that is stated. You face a situation where John Dean, your counsel, who was placed in charge of this, provided you an accurate Watergate report, but not a complete one. Therefore, but the facts that the president has been told, at least as I understand it, in terms of Dean, is that you were forced to make judgments based upon only 32% of the information that he had available to him. In all fairness to John, I'm talking now about the, what will come out later.
Dean reports basically what I said. Does anybody involved in the violence? He said no, and he still says that.
That's correct. So I'm saying...
Most of what he's talking about.
Well, also...
So I haven't made judgments on that. The only way that I was... Go ahead.
No, the rationale is, yesterday or at some point, the Attorney General says to you that the grand jury is uncovering information. That's
well, but I'm not going to give the Attorney General that, you know, we found that out ourselves.
No,
that's yeah. What I say. Through our investigation, we were trying to get over to get that out, or, you know, I found to
However, that...
I want to be sure we get the posture wrong. We've done something, too.
That's absolutely...
We were just dragged, kicking and screaming here by the U.S. Attorney.
That's a must. I agree with that. My point on John Dean is that based on the information that you have obtained, you are now aware that he had information that he could have provided to you both post and pre-trial, which has just now come to your attention. Now, the only action that people can relate to on the part of anyone when you become aware of that information is decisive action. It was the man did not do right.
Yeah, the problem you got there is this. Making Dean the scapegoat is only going to make it worse. And what do you make up with regard to all the truth? Be quite candid.
King would not necessarily be the scapegoat in this case.
Yeah, I'd have to write it in the bill in such a way that I don't say that Dean withheld permission from him.
But the only choice you have, Mr. President, is in terms of that, at some point...
Dean claims he didn't have any permission. He didn't have all the information.
I understand that. But at some point, the trial records, public trial records, will show that Dean did attend meetings, that Dean...
He told me to attend.
That,
but it was turned off. Before and afterwards, afterwards, I could...
And that Dean did have information that suggested the corruption of justice or something of that sort. And the reaction to that would be, if he did not tell you, then you should have been aware of that. So, particularly from your counsel, if he had that knowledge, so you could move against it. If he did tell you... So, in other words, there's no positive way out of it. So, the action now, in my view and in the view of this group, is that at the minimum, action...
Well, let me tell you, the U.S. attorney is going to tell me today, Peterson told me last night, that I said, I want to hear, I should get the resignation. He said, don't do it, because it's over. We're negotiating a plea with the Mormons. Now, if I unload on the day, they could say, with knowledge, they could jeopardize their efforts to get others. That's the problem.
But I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
I heard that question last night with Peterson. I said, look, I got this information, so I'm going to let it go right away. And told Dean right out of his admission, I have him here this morning, he's going to give it to me. Right after I said Peterson, which I can use at any time. But his point is that I see your point, let me see. With regard to action, you got the other thoughts, though, other than just getting Dean. You see my point is,
yes, absolutely.
I cannot jeopardize the prosecution.
That's correct.
Is the prosecution prepared?
Well,
with what I know, if I didn't know it, I could have
imagined. Minimum action, it seems, is that the president announces awareness. Developed over the last few weeks.
Right.
What
is the report?
Meeting with the Attorney General. The action that you've undertaken here in the last 48 hours. Which brings to your attention that you had before you less than all the facts.
I'll say that. I go out. Seems to me that what I potentially would do is to be the wife of the press room and make that announcement.
Then, based upon the information that you have received, you have taken certain actions, appointing a special prosecutor.
And we aren't going to look as if we can. But I've taken the action of accepted the Attorney General's disqualification, so I appointed Peterson as being the man acting in charge of this thing. And he's reporting directly to me. Nobody else. Nobody else in my house. Peterson is reporting directly to me. And don't worry, he's talking to some of the That's the best I can do.
Well, I suppose, look, that is special prosecutor, really, but not doing
it. It is special prosecutor. We can't go to the outside. The difficulty with going to the outside on us is, and this is the point Peterson made, is why not a special prosecutor? He said he'd take him a month to learn the goddamn thing. And by that time, he said the Washington Post and the Irwin Committee would have it all out. And it looked like the Department of Justice hadn't done its job. He said, no, we have done the job. He says it's going to look better if we do the job rather than the Irwin Committee or the newspaper. Peterson said this to me. He's right, too.
Peterson is solid.
Solid? You mean solid in what way?
Well, I mean in terms of any prior contacts he may have had with Dean back in the previous...
I think so. Okay. So he claims so, and I don't think that's going to be relevant. The main thing is he's solid. Going after this case, he's going after everybody wrongfully. Everybody. He is coming in. To me last night, he thought I should get the resignations called in early as well as he.
Well, the Peterson thing is an action.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about minimums now.
And they're reporting directly to me.
That's correct.
That I'm. I wish there could be more.
Of course, then
there's delays in case.
Then there's the better than a special prosecutor.
Right.
Then, of course, further action would be the dean step, which is the...
Accept his resignation.
Accept his resignation. Or at least remove him publicly from any involvement in the case.
Oh, yeah, well, I say that. I already did that 2 weeks ago.
Right, but no one knows that, see. The public does not know that. Then, of course, there's the Magruder problem. However, that is dealt with from the...
Well, Magruder would be removed.
One factor involved here is that I understand they don't want to tip off the case, but if there's going to be bold action from the part of the presidency after the 9 months where you did not have the complete
information,
we have to be very cautious in not having the Justice Department crack
it. Well, I know. I'm very aware of that.
That could be the minimum, and perhaps then also make the point the grand jury is the place to pursue this in fairness and so forth, and maybe have a comment about the committee itself. But those are things once you determine your course of action that can work out.
Thanks. Time was cut off in the committee.
That's right, but keep in mind the public posture. For example, the news today on the Watergate is simply the fact that Mathias has associated himself with Irvin, and White House aides who do not appear should be arrested to come before the committee.
So what do you think we should do? Do you want us to say that we'll appear?
Well, I think whether or not you say that or have to say it depends on the course of action you determine, see. Because...
You're still against the recovery.
Well, I think that, as you said earlier, becomes sort of irrelevant now that... I think action could be taken, or at least there is an option for action to be taken that could totally checkmate the committee and put it out of business.
Let me say this. Yeah, that's true, but we can say that the... I can say this. I can say that I'm correct that all of your board of committee in executive session, including Johnny.
Under oath?
Oh, yes.
That's what I mean. Well, there's
maybe... First, the committee will say that's not enough. It's got to be
required.
Should we say that all should appear before the committee on television? Just gave them the view of these developments.
Well, in view of these developments...
Is that what you'd say?
I think the decision regarding what we say and do about the committee rests on what your decision is and what you do about Dean Magruder and how you intend to proceed.
In other words,
I think that is the last decision that should be made based upon what your final is.
Just the most important. Would you ask, be sure John Irwin, if you're asking him, like, what you do about the committee? Does he say that
I think he would agree with my assessment.
I say fine.
That is the last decision to make.
All right.
Okay, that's option one. There are others who, in this group and in the discussion.
I'm going to go with nine, Frank.
No, sir.
That I will not do.
That would say you take the steps which I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But also, based upon the information that you have compiled over the last period, recommend that you suspend all members of the White House staff who have been mentioned to you as having some
any contact.
The problem with that, of course, is that you never recovered.
Well, the problem with that is it condemns them on the basis of charges.
That's right. You never recovered.
You favor that?
No, sir.
That's the fact that Ireland on this.
That's basically it.
You don't favor it?
I don't favor suspension, no, sir, because you gain nothing under that line, under suspension. You've condemned them, number one, but you've accomplished nothing. Because you still have information coming out in the trial about the men, and secondly, you have information coming out in the press about the men, which is the same result as to whether or not they're here or they're suspended. So,
that's
So, I accept that I have cleared the White House of anybody who's open to question. Maybe that's the point.
But you can't do that. You've cleared the White House of anyone having prior knowledge of the Watergate burglary, but you have not cleared anyone in the White House of having even tangential knowledge of the post-trial, post-arrest periods. And the facts, as they seem to be stacking up, are that at some point, it may be May the 15th, it may be May the 25th, it may be this Friday, information is going to come out, probably in the press, regarding Haldeman and Ehrlichman. And I think if it doesn't come out at that point, it will come out at the time of a trial, even though...
What then would you do about that? How do you anticipate that?
Well, I think any decision that is made has to anticipate that.
Ron, I'm trying to get what you do, because that's one question I'm going to get into with Rogers. What do you think we should do about that? No, you wouldn't have there. You wouldn't suspend them now. Is that right?
I would not suspend them. No, sir. Well, because you accomplish nothing through suspension.
It shows the president's cleaning house.
It shows the president's cleaning house. But in order to make a decision on suspension, you've got to make a decision on losing your man. In other words, my point is...
Well, when you say suspend, I can say others on. Well, you can say they are suspended until they're cleared.
That's right, but having said that, you have to...
Assuming you never get it back.
You'll never get it back. So,
therefore, you want the other point, I suppose, the argument on the other side is that they say, well, goddammit, they're going to be driven out.
Yes, sir. That's a very strong argument. It comes down, if I could attempt to summarize here, it comes down to limited action, which is the first option we talked about, or total action. Now, there is nothing in between. In other words, suspension is not a good idea, because suspension is really total action, but you do not, as the president, benefit the most from the suspension, because everything that would result from the...
It's my view that you can't act on Haldeman and Ehrlichman unless and until charges are made that are serious, that impair their effectiveness, and that they've got to come in and say, we ask to resign until we've got a chance to hear. But they, I think that has to, is that what you would say? Or do you think you should wait until the end? See, by that, you see, Ron, they're entitled to whatever charges are made, they're entitled to their day in court.
Absolutely.
And they may not even be in, they may not be in that.
I don't think they will be.
And my point is that I just feel that I can't do it. But on the other hand, their usefulness may be destroyed. They don't agree with that?
That's a very real possibility.
So how do you handle that?
Well,
and when? You wouldn't handle that now. That's the whole point. Their usefulness is not destroyed yet.
No. So that's where the tough call comes in. Between minimum or maximum action. But under the minimum action, I think the point I'm making for your consideration is that the minimum action, at some point down the line, information regarding Segretti and Haldeman, information regarding the $350,000 and Haldeman, information regarding how it was transferred, information regarding how it was transferred to the committee will come out. All of that transferred to the committee is going to will come out. All of that is going to come out as a result of testimony.
Sure. So
that fact is going to come out as a result of testimony.
Sure. So
that in itself, that fact in itself, public opinion, if not in public legally, is enough to condemn Bob anyway. Opinion, if not legally,
so
legally, is enough to condemn Bob anyway.
So
is the call that you take minimum action and allow these events to unfold, and then take minimum action and allow these events to unfold, and then deal deal with the Haldeman situation as it develops. And is that fair to Bob? Secondly, the suspension presence is fair to no one.
Your point is Haldeman should even resign or stay on.
The garment line is, and I've discussed this with Bob. Very frankly.
Is it you should resign?
The garment line is the broad approach. Very frankly. He rises to it. He rises above it, resigns, and carries the thing at the higher level. Bob establishes himself in public opinion, in the country, as a man who was not responsible, who was not guilty of illegality, but a man who recognizes that things can get out of hand in government, steps up to the problem, and moves on that basis. Now, I told Bob, as I passed this view on to him, that I'm no one that can even draw a judgment on that, because I have a long-time association with Haldeman, and it's tough for me to, but I did feel responsibility to tell him this.
Why do you think of that?
Well, if...
You prefer the big play?
And I don't...
You might not be quite on the mission.
I'm not prepared to give you a statement on that, Mr. President, and moves on that basis. Now, I told Bob, but in making a judgment, it seems to me that you should, as I passed, be candidly told by all of the people who have awareness of this, that this view on time, that I'm no one that can even draw a judgment on that, because I have a long-time association with Haldeman, and it's tough for me to, but I did feel the responsibility to tell him this. The story will come out in terms of not only the Magruder activities and the Mitchell activities, but
theirs. Oh, I know.
Well, if...
You prefer the big play.
But also, the story regarding White House staff people at the highest level...
That's right.
I don't...
You might not be quite on the mission.
I'm not prepared to give you a statement. It'll come out.
Oh, sure.
Now,
no question about that.
At some point. Accepting that, Mr. President, but in making a judgment, it seems, what action does the President take to totally isolate to me that you should be candidly told in the Oval Office from this, as it should be and is, so that the impression of public opinion by all of the people who have awareness of this, that after these 9 months of cover-up, cannot suggest further cover-up. So that story will come out in terms of not only the Magruder activity, bold play versus minimum play is should take these in the Mitchell activities, but also, should take that into account. Minimum action on it ensures the fact that the story regarding White House staff people at the highest level will come out. It is an ongoing story of revelation. Ongoing for how long and how broad and distorted in scope?
Oh, sure.
Now,
no question about that.
At some point, accepting that it is hard to predict, but it is ongoing. The committee, grand jury, leaks, trial testimony. Accepting that, what action does the President take to the bold play or the broad play, if taken, must be taken in its entirety? Totally isolate the municipal office from Chappie Rose's point.
Yeah. Which is the roadway? Or is he just saying
this? As it should be, and is. So that the impression of public opinion. Chaffee's put a bold play.
You got Allman and Ehrlich bullies in
it. After these 9 months of cover up, cannot suggest further cover up. If not Ehrlichman, he would have Haldeman, I think, do it on a broader scale. So that bold play, the bold play, or any play that does not tell the whole story, versus minimum play is should take that, is fraught with disaster.
Yep.
See, because if Bob, for example, would say, give me on, should take that into account. Minimum prospection, action on it, $350,000 was here, and we didn't use it, send it back to the committee, disaster. Because in 3 weeks, ensures the fact that it is an ongoing, maybe in a month, story that's going to come out, that men took it in a suitcase and all that type of thing, which in itself is not illegal, but revelation. Ongoing for how long and how broad and distorted in scope is hard. The impression in the public opinion, as I told Bob, my view is, that would destroy Bob and retain him as a person for Dick, but it is ongoing. The committee, grand jury, leaks, trust in the country's.
Yep.
So
he doesn't lay it out when he knew where that was going. He doesn't sure contest the plan.
The bold play or the broad play, if taken. Must be taken in its entirety. And this is Chappie Rose's point.
Yeah.
Because if a bold play, you ask me what I think of the bold play or the minimum option. When I get to that point, which
is the bold play,
or
is he just saying, just the options?
My recommendation is not very good because I obviously get into the.
You see, there's another problem too. You
have to put a bold play.
You got Allman and Ehrlich bullies in it.
If not,
it concerns me that I didn't know this thing, if you can be sure.
Absolutely.
I didn't know about the $350,000 number.
Ehrlichman, he would have Haldeman, I think, do it on a broader scale.
I didn't know. I mean, Dean didn't tell me. Haldeman didn't tell me. Ehrlichman didn't tell me. You know what I mean?
Now, the bold play, or any play, that does not tell the whole
story. Business, and so forth and so on. I must say, I must have had some information.
Story.
I'd read it.
And is fraught with disaster.
Yep.
See, because if Bob, for example,
I was a little busy in that story this period. That's been my problem.
See, this goes to the argument that Chap would say, give me honest fiction. $350,000 was here, and we didn't use it, send it to Rose makes in the more.
About me.
The point you just made to me, back to the committee, disaster, because in 3 weeks, maybe in a month, it's going to come out. Having become aware of this information, after 9 months of all of this press speculation, took it in the suitcase and all that type of thing, which in itself is not illegal, but the impression in the leaks and so forth, much of which, in this particular case, is accurate. You are find out within a 10-day, as I told Bob, my view is, that would destroy Bob. And retain him as a person for a 20-day period. That's your own admission. That a lot of that was right, and you were not told about it. You were not told about it by Dean. You were not told it in the country's name.
Yep.
So.
He got laid out when he knew where that was going.
About it from others.
Even Haldeman.
What is the legitimate reaction, not only of the press?
He doesn't sure went there. He does a hell of a lot of it there. So you've got to say that.
But of a man who runs a company or a man who has any under
from the slight day, it's like the situation. A government.
You ask me what I think of the bold player or the minimum.
It's the question, not that he even had the
option.
Shock.
When I get to that point, my recommendation is not very good because...
But he hadn't told the governor.
See, in other words, if I, yesterday afternoon, which is, obviously we get into the...
You see, there's another problem too, you know.
The case, information was provided to you that said to you...
It concerns me
that men, particularly...
I didn't know this thing, if you could be sure.
Absolutely.
I didn't know about the 350,000.
In this case, Dean could have given you additional information for you to make judgments on this.
Dean,
failed to do it, then the act.
I didn't know. I mean, Dean didn't tell me. Fulham didn't tell me. Irving.
It must be swept. It must be bold. It's something, something people can relate to.
They like it too.
Now,
you know what I mean? Unless it's business and so forth and so on. I must say, I must have had some. It's all hard on the men.
It's very hard on the men.
I'd read in the papers about the defense of the Cubans, but I was a little busy in that story this period. That's been my...
Been through something like this, obviously.
Oh, we'll survive.
But you say it's hard on the men.
They're not.
Let me just say, I'm not... See, this goes to the argument that Chappie Rose makes in the more...
About
the... Thinking in cold terms, I'm thinking of the president.
Well, let me tell you this. We're going to...
The point you just made to me, having become aware of
this, I don't know which you want to talk to Rogers, and I'll consider all these things, but you can be done there, sure.
This information.
Yeah.
After 9 months of all of this press speculation and leaks and so forth, much of which, in this particular case, is accurate. You are find out within a 10-day period or 20-day period, at your own admission, that a lot of that was right, and you were not told about it. You were not told about it by Dean. You were not told about it from others.
Even all of it.
What is the legitimate reaction, not only of a president, but of a man who runs a company, or a man who has any...
It's like the situation McGovern deals with. It's the question. Shock treatments, but he hadn't told the governor.
See, in other words, if yesterday afternoon, which is the case, information was provided to you that said to you that men, particularly in this case, Dean, could have given you additional information for you to make judgments on this question, failed to do it, then the action that you take must be swift. It must be bold. It's something people can relate to. Now,
it's all hard on the men.
It's very hard on the men. I've, never been through something like this, obviously. But you say it's hard on the men.
They're not.
Let me just say, I'm not thinking in cold terms. I'm thinking of the president.
Well, let me tell you this. We're going to...